Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Joe laughing at Adam along with Cherry.
And ends with Adam kneeling in the rain, contemplating his reflection. This is minute 19 of episode 11, King versus Nobody.
Oh no. Off to a shaky start already.
I was fine. continue. Continue, Infinite Minute, Anime by Minute podcast. Talk about Skate the Infinity, minute by minute. Jonathan.
Caitlin.
It's going fine.
It's fine. I feel like Adam's lying in a puddle of mud and having people tell him he's pathetic now.
Oh, my God. If this doesn't get the heart racing. What did the girl say? The girl was really funny. Adam
He's
is so lame now.
The way he tripped and fell, just ass up presenting.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh.
Incredible.
Another all-time David moan and groan
so brilliant
for us as well.
It was so good.
Oh, God. David, I'm just putting you in picture, Caitlin. There you are. You're up in the corner now.
Hello, Caitlin. Hi. Am I in skate little now?
Sorry?
Am I in skate? Is that what you mean? Picture in picture?
Yeah,
like
you're
I'm
next
in
to
the show
Adam
now.
You're in the show. That was a fun little minute, wasn't it?
It was fun.
Everyone's reactions.
The first half was so cute. I love that everyone was just cheering Recky on.
Yeah.
And then the second half was just like an interesting side to Adam that we haven't seen before.
Is
this who I am? To not recognize my face. It's such a scary place.
Slash Mulan.
Slash Mulan.
every mirror scene. Because it's always like... Choose your fighter, Mulan.
Or Troy Bolton.
Troy Bolton. A battle for the ages. And it's legally allowed because they're both Disney.
Oh, that's so true.
It's within the IP. If Disney ever do like a Space Jam.
Stop it. I mean, they did. It's Kingdom Hearts, really.
True. Very true. There was a live action Mulan, wasn't there?
There was. I just had this horrifying thought of the High School Musical characters in Kingdom Hearts.
Wow. Is the TV show any good?
High School Musical. Mm. Have not seen it.
Neither.
Can't speak to it.
Is that the one Olivia Rodrigo's in?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Good for her.
Yeah. She's great. I rate her.
I was just reading a review with Emma Stone, and it said Emma Stone brackets 35, and I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, God.
It's like how Taylor Swift is like our age.
Oh, yeah. It drives me crazy that she's a year older than us. What the fuck?
And she literally like boosted the economy of Victoria.
Yeah. And Love Story came out when I was in like year 9.
No.
Yeah. I was definitely in high
school.
Really?
She
maybe
was like
10,
15, 16.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's fucked.
I mean, she's a good old American girl, so.
Just contributing to the downfall of the planet, but sure.
Yeah. Sure, my boyfriend will fly over to Sydney Zoo in a private jet just for us to hang out.
It's fucked. It's so fucked up. What the fuck?
And it looked like they had the whole zoo to themselves too, which is also
no
like,
doubt they did. I have
yeah,
no
for
doubt
sure
they shut it down the whole day just for them.
Yeah, and the Irwins are just like, yeah, come on, Tay-Tay.
Oh, Bob and Bindi.
In Robert's defense, it does look like he's taking to being like that media personality type role well.
He's very suited for it. He's just a little carbon copy of his dad.
Yeah.
It's real sweet.
Should we talk about Shaking Infinity? Instead of how we're in our mid-30s and really, I mean, comparison is the thief of joy, so.
Oh, wow, that's deep.
Just be happy with your lot in life. I didn't mean it like that. But, like, just be happy for what you have, you know. We have good things in our
lives.
We
do have good things, we do.
And I wouldn't want to be at that level of, like.
No. Well, no, not if you're getting, like, stalkers
not at
and
that
shit.
Level. No, that's the scary part.
Yeah, you don't want that.
The, what do you call it? The
downside?
The relationship that you have online.
Oh, parasocial.
Parasocial.
Yeah,
I
can't
think of it. Sometimes my brain. An entire legacy washed away with the rain.
You rhymed. That was cute.
I was just quoting Joe's line. It just worked out in my favor. Oh, God, I was improvising a role-playing, sorry, tangents. I was improvising as a frog knight the other night in this role-playing game. They play as mice. It's not important. Anyway, I started off with the bold character choice of rhyme.
Oh, Jonathan.
And I was just like, I've made a huge mistake.
That's
gave it up after, like, three stanzas. But imagine how cute, like, a little frog knight in, like, knight armor on a little rabbit, and he rhymes everything.
Oh, that's really cute.
So cute. Sir David Croker. Anyway, enough
bless.
About him.
Bless, bless. Joe's laughing.
Joe laughs too.
Yeah.
And I got to say, wasn't as good as Damon's.
No, it wasn't as good.
Sorry, Jonah.
It wasn't. And also,
had a bit of the Titus about it.
Stop it. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. It was cute, though. Like, it was kind of cute that he took his, like, inspiration from Cherry to start laughing, too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was not just the fact that it was laughing at Adam. It was being able to laugh with Cherry, which is adorable.
That is cute. And they are laughing at Adam.
They are laughing at Adam.
But, yeah.
But it's probably been a very long time since they laughed like that, and I think it's very
true.
Sweet.
Yeah, as they see their joint trauma.
fucking face planet.
Yeah, face plant, muddy.
Ass up.
Disgusting, face down. That's the way we like to fuck.
Head down, ass up, like that game you used to play in primary school.
I don't know what they were doing at your primary school, Caleb. You know what's cute? Some of my Emily's friends' kids go to my primary school, and seeing them in the same uniform is
the
cutest shit. Oh,
that's adorable.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh, I went there 20
that's
years ago.
That's so cute. Every now and then I'll see someone.
30 years ago. Oh! No, I was three.
I will sometimes see kids in my old primary school uniform, and I'll be like, oh, it still exists.
What primary school did you go to? Not to dox you.
Are you going to bleep it?
Yeah, I'll bleep it. I don't even know where that is. I think we've talked about this before, but we were talking about the other day about how, like, do you see maps in your head, or do you see words in your head that describe the map?
Oh, I see the map.
Right, there you go. Everyone the other day I was talking about it with sees the words and not the map.
What do you mean sees the words? What are you talking about?
Thinking it might actually be a generational thing.
What do you mean, though, the words? What do you mean?
Like, if somebody said, like, turn left on this street, they wouldn't, like, if they don't have the visual map, they don't see a street, and for them to turn left, they see, like, turn left in their mind.
That's wild.
Right? But everyone sees different stuff.
That's crazy.
It takes all folks. Joe laughs. He's happy. What did he say in Japanese? It wasn't an entire legacy.
Serves him right, I think. You know.
His kingdom has fallen with but a bit of precipitation. Okay, Joe.
I mean, that goes with me as one. The evil overlord has been defeated, or whatever he said.
That's so funny.
Fuck.
But he said that in the Japanese, too.
He did. He did say that. I don't know. That was a wild thing to say, though, Jonah. Crazy.
A whole legacy. Washed away with the rain.
I mean, to be fair, that's a lot of mouth flaps to just say serves him right. That's true. A lot of mouth flaps.
Mmm. Flapping it up. And then after Mia, cut to Hype Man in the hospital.
Oh, I was so excited to see him.
Such a funny cut.
It did take me a second. I was like, who the fuck is that?
Who's this mammoth with the heavy eyeliner?
Yeah, the really heavy eyeliner. I don't know where that came from. But he's
just got to look good in the hospital.
He's so stoked about it, which is super cute, right? Like
up on the bed,
bouncing around.
Yeah. Imagining him watching the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, super cute. Right? And did you notice how he's watching it?
Yeah.
Cute.
You tell us. Because I definitely noticed it, but I maybe you should describe it.
He's watching on Carla.
Yeah, so cute. Carla projector.
Projecting, and Kaoru felt comfortable enough to leave Carla there with him. How cute is that?
Or maybe he thinks Carla is babysitting Shadow.
Oh my God.
You babysit Higa.
That's a fun. That's actually.
Do you
really
think they know each other's names outside of this? No, they probably don't.
Probably not. But then they did go on holiday together, so who knows?
True, and they weren't in disguise.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they were like, Mr. Sakura Yoshiki, like, please come in here, and this is your booking and everything. So
yeah, true.
I assume they probably worked it out. I would think.
It's weird to think of Shadow as, like, not that much younger than Cherry and Joe. Is he younger? They might have been
the same
age.
I think they're the same age, 26. That's weird. Oh, he might be older. He might be a
Shadow's
couple years older.
20 freaking four.
Oh, he's 20. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
One of the only things I can remember about this show.
They might be the same age then.
It was a great line.
Yeah. But he's very cute, bouncing around in the bed. He's still got his head all bandaged up. It's adorable. Projecting. He's actually watching the scene of Adam face
falling
down,
over.
Which is very funny.
Just stuck on the frame of Adam face down.
He paused
And then we get some fantastic, like,
physical comedy.
Yeah, and just, like, it's so badly drawn, but, like, in a good way.
Yes. It reminds me of the part in the ED where he does the ballet moves, kind of.
Yeah. So good.
This is very cute.
It is like that, isn't it?
Yeah. And hides under the blankie. It's very cute.
Face down, ass up. It's the theme of the episode. It can't be the episode title.
Why not?
Because that's just vulgar, Caitlin. It's just pure vulgarity.
We've never done anything vulgar on this show before.
No.
We've never had a title called Joe's Big Mummy Milkers or whatever that one was called.
What? We haven't. What?
Have we not? I thought we did.
I think it was like Weird Titty or something like that. Not Joe's Big Mummy Milkers. That is too funny. We need to have an episode called Joe's Big Mummy Milkers before the end of the podcast.
If we haven't already, we should.
If we haven't. Just imagine that, Joe's Big Mummy Milkers. Good Lord.
Oh, how funny.
Caitlin Matheson, you wash your mouth out with soapy water.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Soapy
everyone.
Water or soap and water?
Soapy water? Soap and water? I think it's there.
Did you
exactly
ever get
the
soap and water, or were your parents not abusive? Or the chili?
No, I never got that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Probably a couple of times, but shit. I was a little fucking cunt. I deserved it. If anything,
oh my God.
Looking back, your parents are not abusive. Reki's skateboarding. He's in his yellow hoodie, lost the jacket, love and life. Everyone's telling him he rocks.
Suave. Look at him go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Keep it up, my redheaded dude.
I like it.
Did we both just say that at the exact same time?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't say it, though. I just mouthed along with you.
But it looked like I was voicing you. On my end. I was like tripping out, bro.
Ventriloquism.
And then Reki with his like Naruto moment, I would call it.
Yeah.
My name's Reki. Believe it.
Reki. Don't you forget it.
Fucking claiming it. Yeah, claiming the space. It.
Bitch. I love it. So confident. And Lunga is so in love.
Mm.
Look at his eyes. What the fuck?
Yeah. He's seeing Reki blossom.
Yes.
Into a new boy.
Yeah, he's newfound confidence. It's very
new
cute.
New boy.
I love how they're all just calling him. It's like that redheaded guy.
Yeah. That's his one defining feature.
Yeah, he's
to be
a redhead.
And the headband.
The headband, yes.
And that's where the music kind of cuts out. We get like this big crescendo, mm-hmm. Some cymbal at the end as Lunga watches lovingly on the big board.
Mm.
It's pretty much like a half and half minute because the rest of the minute is just Adam
being
sad.
A little bitch.
Boy. Being a little puss.
I gotta say, and I don't know if you found this, but I think I preferred Koyasu's performance. Yes.
But the whole time I was watching the Japanese, I was like, how is David gonna fuck this up? Because I was like, I just don't know if he could, like, he hits the absurd moments, like the clown court jester moments so well.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, can he get to this level that Koyasu is kind of like hitting here?
Ooh, there's like a real crazy vulnerability in his voice that like I was not expecting. And hearing him sound so like panicked about like not being able to find his board and stuff, I was like, whoa, it was crazy. Whereas David didn't quite give that. He gave more sort of angry, frustrated.
He was angry. Yeah.
But I loved that way that Koyasu took it. I thought that was amazing. Because he's not used to it, but his whole thing is his image, right? Like his whole, even outside of S, it's like, you know,
controlling
the narrative,
controlling the image.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's for him to not be in control anymore is scary for him. I loved it.
Yeah. Loss of control, loss of his bowels by the look of his beard. And then we get this. We're on it tonight. We get this vignette. Would you call it a vignette?
Yeah.
Where it's like point of view. You're Adam's eye.
Like,
yeah, your vision is blurred, and people are watching you, but like not in the good way.
I love that. Is that like how he sees the whole time? Because that would be so annoying.
Yeah. Right.
To skateboard like that all the time.
Isn't it weird to think when you see a point of view shot, you are only really seeing from one eye? Kind of.
Because you don't see the nose.
Well, yeah.
I guess that's true.
I'm playing peekaboo with myself and loving it.
I guess that is true, actually. I never thought about it like that. You are really just seeing out of one person's eye. There you go.
Eyes, man.
Window to the soul.
Yeah. That's what I keep saying about these robots, man. You can't see their soul. You can't see their eyes. You don't know where they're looking from.
Oh, no.
Is it the arm on top? Is it the servos where they actually see from?
Who knows? Terrifying.
So, yeah, can't find the board. Worrying, looking around.
I love the movement of looking around too.
Really cool. Always,
again, it added to that like panicked feeling because of the way it kind of moves so quickly.
It's really economic animation.
Mm.
Like it does a lot with a little here.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah. And just puts you in his mind.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
He finds the board. It is on the ground.
It looked tiny.
It looks so tiny.
It looked little. Are you still in English? Because I swapped over to Japanese.
No, I swapped over to the English. He tries to step and he falls over again. Oh,
God.
And he makes the gayest noise.
Like it preempts the fall.
You're right.
He knows he's gonna fall. Like it's almost like a tantrum.
I did fall over on the weekend, and I gotta say, you don't. Like, you can't preempt that you're going to fall. It happens. And then the afterwards is like, oh, fuck. It's the
after. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Was it like a, like, did you fall over or did you have a fall?
You can't.
Because we are at an age.
No, we're not. We're not at, I had a fall age.
I've had a fall.
No. We're not at that age. Okay. No, I was at a wedding and...
congrats.
Thank you. And I was standing next... We were waiting. They had a pizza truck. You can cut this out. They had a pizza truck. And...
Wow, this is good shit, Caitlin. pizza.
It was really hot, so we had parasols.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I was standing in line waiting for this pizza, and I was spinning the parasol behind me, and my friend who was standing next to me was like, can you stop doing that? You're going to poke my eye out. And I was like, oh, fine. And I took a step backwards. And there was like a little bridge. I was standing on a little bridge over like a tiny ditch.
Troubled water.
And so I just stepped backwards off this bridge onto the like rocks at the bottom of the little ditch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a little ditch.
Oh, I know, right?
That sucks. And you fell back.
Yeah, I fell back on my butt.
On your elbows and knees. Sorry, that's like a really deep reference to like a Goosebumps podcast that nobody listens to.
That's very
really good
deep
podcast,
cut.
Though.
Fuck. But I did get a little scrapey on my
hand. Oh, you did have a little scrapey. Well, I'm glad to hear you're okay.
I'm fine. I've
was the rest
before.
Of the wedding marred? Was the pizza marred?
No, it was fine. I was fine. I had a lot to drink by that stage. So it didn't really hurt. Nice. It's okay.
Yeah, lubrication.
Yeah,
makes everything better.
It was also the. It wasn't the wedding day either. It was the day after, so it was
The old brunch.
Yeah, recovery the day,
pizza truck brunch. Because I was gonna say weddings have been like. At least the last one I went to was all about the food trucks. I feel like the day after is always the more fun day.
It was. It was way fun. Way more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a guest. Probably not if you're
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Right and groom.
It was fun.
Yeah. Cute.
Anyway, he fall.
He fall. He's in a very vulnerable position.
It's just they really just were like butt out for him.
For sure. Yeah. Just fully
breathable.
Yeah, later. Definitely. Sorry. What was the thing I saw? It was like a picture of what's his name? Paul Walker?
Oh, okay.
The actor?
Yeah.
No, not Paul Walker. Not the Fast and the Furious guy.
Like, okay. Where are we going from this?
No, the Paul from Cool Hand Luke. Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, yes. Oh, and his military photo. I saw
Yeah, his
this.
Military photo. And it's like, hey, for the next one, could you not be so, like, breedable? Something like that.
Oh, it was so good. He's so hot, though. Far out.
Yeah, what the hell? The little open mouth.
Have you ever
you
seen
can't
the Sting?
Teach that. Have I ever seen his what?
No, have you ever seen The Sting?
The Sting?
Yeah.
No.
Ew, it's an amazing, like, con heist movie.
Right, Paul Newman.
Yeah. And other one.
Okay. Robert Redford.
I didn't
know that off the top of the dome. I'm just looking at it.
Oh, they're both real hot in it too.
Right, okay.
Paul Newman's eyes, holy shit. What
the
a good
blue?
Man.
Yeah, he's like that meme with the people with blue eyes. right, I might have to check it out because I was on a bit of a heist movie.
It's really good. I highly recommend.
And the Sting never came up.
Malk's like, was like, we should watch this, because I was kind of like really enjoying them at some point. And he was like, we should watch The Sting. And I was like, ugh, an old movie. Ugh. And then he put it on and I was like, oh shit, this is actually very good.
An old movie. Nice.
It's very good.
Well, I'll check it out. I'll add it to the list of heist movies. Where's my list of heist movies? But yes, Adam is looking very breedable.
Just curled up in the rain. He's so lame now.
That kind of rhymed too. I found it. The Sting. Done. It's on there.
Cute. Let me know your thoughts. All right.
And everyone's laughing at him.
Everyone's laughing at him, calling him lame.
He's humiliated in front of his peers.
Has he got a little, like, blood nose as well?
Whoa.
In the reflection? Or is that just, like, the shadows? It could just be the shadows.
I know. Pathetic. He does look like he has a little bit of little... But yeah. How would he have that?
He did fall face first into the ground.
True.
Twice.
Yeah, as someone who has fallen face first into the ground, I can attest. There's a bit of blood.
As someone who gets blood noses with less effort than that, I think it could happen.
It just happened. Are you affected by the heat?
Yeah, a little bit. Also just like if I have like if like I'm a bit blocked up and I like blow my nose to like try and clear it, it will just
It'll come. Oh, my reference.
Anyway, this.
But how? Says Adam, looking at his reflection, hair bedraggled, muddy.
This is a beautiful shot when it cuts to him kneeling in the middle of the course. Though, holy shit!
So many nice shots of Adam just looking like the most pathetic little slime.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Really good flavor for him.
People just standing around in the dark though, and he's still lit up like. So beautifully by the lights.
And then we've got a bit of a different interpretation for what we're leading into the next minute here. So in the Japanese, he's saying, I will ... I'm assuming kill that fucking redhead.
Potentially, yeah.
And David is saying, this is utterly...
Utterly something. ... I'm so intrigued.
Yeah, what's the difference going to be?
I love this.
I am utterly humiliated. I am utterly turned on by this. I am...
Who knows? I actually don't know what way this is going to go, and I'm excited.
Which way, Western man? Caitlin, that's yes, the minute.
That's the minute.
What was your favourite moment?
I actually think Koyasu was my favourite. He just really sold this for me.
Yeah, he was vulnerable. He was breedable. He was... Just do it. Ticking all the check boxes.
He really did. What was your favorite?
sorry, I just said something funny to myself. Probably the same. Listening to it, like, yeah, there's just that vulnerability.
I think I miss Utena. Do I need to watch Utena again?
You'd watch the sub, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about this
before.
Yeah,
we have.
We were saying, if you'd watch it again, would you watch the dub? Would you watch the sub? I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for the slowness of Utena again.
Fair.
Yeah.
Repetitiveness.
It was a very slow burn, but that's just like old anime.
And that second arc is kind of like, you know?
The second arc is definitely the dead spot, right? There's a lot of like backstory that you have to catch up on, like the whole...
Fire in the school thing. Yeah, whatever.
What's happening? Now we're going down in an elevator instead of up. What's going on?
Very confusing.
Up is down.
Oh, Koyasu, MVP of this min.
Yeah.
I love that.
He took it home. Yeah, he won the SAG award for it. if you want to tweet at us, you can. It's infinite_minute on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
And
that's it.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.